Hello, everybody. This is Tandy. This is Unusual Blessings Podcast. Just sitting here. I still haven't found a person to go on with me. But it's okay. I'm going to keep going because that's just how I do it. And this is kind of my expression. I don't know if you hear my girl Mary in the background playing. But she is here with me. And I'm also just sitting around relaxing. And, you know, this is how I envision a podcast. You know, I'm not traditional. Just got some topics that I want to talk about. You know, start being able to put my voice on out there and let people know what my message is. Things that are important to me, things that make me tick, things that I am passionate about, things that I love. And once again, you know, I don't know if you know it, but I'm all over the place. I think about, I can't help it. That's just the way I think. And I think about a lot of stuff. At one time, I had somebody tell me I was relentless, you know, but, you know, wanting the world to be a better place and, you know, getting sick to the stomach when you see things that are happening. You know, it just kind of bothers you. But again, this is Tandy. Today is September the 6th. My podcast, I usually say it at night, but it's okay. It's going to be sort of like Talks with Tandy. This is what this is going to be. And I'm going to be dedicated and consistent to making this happen on Tuesdays. To get my voice heard and to continue what I got going on. Alexa, can you please play music by Mary J. Blige from 2005?
Shuffling songs by Mary J. Blige.
Of course, you do. If you do not know, Mary J. Blige is my favorite girlfriend. I love her. She saved my life. Before her song No More Drama, I listened to it and 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 listened to it. I would listen to it all day long until I got out of this particular relationship that was toxic, and that is in my book Unusual Blessings. Her song MVP is How I Feel. You said it was your, she said it's your child. I mean, just the diversity that Mary has had over the years. Seems like everything that she's going through, she and I kind of mirror each other going through it. And it's been a blessing to me to be able to listen to her and be able to feel her. And that's the kind of example that I want to set for people. Okay, first topic is divorce. How is divorce, and what is divorce, and, you know, are you going through a divorce? Have you contemplated a divorce? Are you nearing divorce, or do you see it's going to be something that may not be in the present moment, but, you know, at any point, it could be imminent that you would get a divorce. How would you handle that? I first would start by saying my first point would be forgiveness. When you're going through a divorce, make sure that you forgive the person. Do not harbor, hold on to, concentrate, dwell on, trying to find some more descriptive words. You know, but do not allow that poison to generate in your body. As a healthcare professional, you see people who are run down all the time. And my first thing is, you know, stress, and that is something that we should curb, especially as women. I can only tell you the perspective of the black woman who I am, but I think I speak for women around the world when I say that we as women take a battering on our bodies that men just don't contend with. But when you hold that unforgiveness in your heart, it makes it 10 times worse, you know. It'll be toxic. It'll be cancer. It'll be diabetes. It'll be hair loss. It'll be weight loss. It'll be things that you cannot control. And so you don't want those types of vibes around. You want to be able to talk to God and you know, really turn that part of your life over. It's not going to happen in 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. But what you cannot do is allow the devil to beat you up about it. You know, forgive him and also forgive yourself. Because my mother always said it takes two people to make a marriage go bad. And ladies, don't always think that when you are going through a relationship that it's always, if he cheated, it's his fault. Because sometimes we as women, we nitpick. Nobody wants a cackling hen. You know what I'm saying? A man wants to come home and be, you know, happy to come home. He wants to come home to a loving wife, some or a loving companion who is going to be there for him, who is not going to harbor him. Now, I'm not saying if he's doing things that you do not approve of, you need to definitely, you know, talk about that, get that out. But do it in a way where it doesn't affect him, because you don't want to be standing somewhere in the getting a divorce and your husband say, you know, I wish your ex-husband say, for instance, me, I'm just going to use me for example, because I've been through it. September the 13th, I will be divorced since 2013. Was that 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18? I will be divorced 5 years. And on that day, my husband told me I had to get on antidepressant. And my husband told me, he's like, I wish you had had those pills when we were together. He said, because you're a totally different person. And that really bothered me for a long time. And I had to reevaluate myself. I had to reevaluate how I looked at things. So don't let divorce, you know, if you got a co-parent, co-parent. Don't be getting mad at the other female. Try and talk. You know, what your best bet is to make your, get up every day, look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, I'm out the door. Because at the end of the day, my mama always told me I was the most important person in the world. And I think if you adopt that protocol in your mind, adopt that slogan, adopt that way of life and let it be embedded in you, it was beat in me. So I feel that. And until I opened up myself to thoughts of leveling up and making myself better, that's when I became the best woman I could be. Number two, I want to talk about having a new life. When you, first of all, in creating your new life, you got to find out what makes you happy, what makes you tick. And you know what? I'm not all the way there. Trust and believe, I'm not even halfway there, because I still have to find what makes me tick. And I'm still attracting this same kind of man. And I don't want to attract that anymore. So I'm still trying to look to find out, you know, what it is that I'm doing. But I want to attract the right kind of man. I want to attract a man. I want a man who is pecan tan, tall, you know, nice body. I like big dudes, stocky dudes, you know what I'm saying? I like big boys. So, you know, that's important to me. So what I say about that is, you know what I'm saying, in finding your new life, just find out what makes you happy. You know, it made me happy to go to school. It made me happy to see about patients. It made me happy to talk with families. It made me happy to pray for people. It made me happy to do those type of things. But other things make me happy. You know, it makes me happy to dance. It makes me happy to rap. It makes me happy to listen to music. It makes me happy to talk to the Lord. You have to find out the entire you, so that you can give your entire self to somebody else and let them know, you know what, this is me, you know. And if you can't accept that, then I don't know what you can do, because, you know, we as women, we feel like I always got to have a man, but you don't. You do not have to have a man to survive. You do not have to have a man to survive. What you need to have is self-confidence. Confidence to know, say, you know what, I can be with somebody, but I choose not to, because I'm not all the way together. Now, I understand, ladies, trust your kid, trust your girl. I know that, you know, we as women need that long. We have a longingness to love. We have a longingness to be held, to be loved, to be kissed, to be, you know, pet, to have somebody's shoulder to lean on. Trust me. Those are things that I definitely miss in a marriage, you know, having a partner. But at the same time, you know, you have to evaluate, what are you willing to give up? You know, are you willing to give up something for the perfect mate and there's none, but are you willing to give up something to allow this perfect person, this person that's perfect in your eyes, to come to you? So, you know, reevaluate that and finding you a new life. You know, if it's, you want to move, you want to get a new job, you want to, you know, if it is having a man, if it is, you know, spending more time with your kids, finding out who your kids are, pouring into them, you know, I'm a person, I just say hustler, because the only reason why I say hustler, because I've had to hustle to put food on my table. So it has always enabled me to learn how to do different things. So I want people to know that, like, I'm not just a caregiver, you know, I'm not just, you know, this, or I'm not just that. I'm a total person. And I had to relay that to people. And so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today too. And another thing I want to talk about is what makes you happy on the inside. You know, being able to smile during the worst of times. You know, Psalms 91 is a good scripture to read in the Bible. Proverbs 23. These are things that I go to when I'm down and out. And, you know, stop thinking that every minute of the day you got to be a certain kind of Christian. Even though, you know, you maintain your respect and stuff. But being you and having a good heart, and I don't want to just say that, because you do have to put in work with the Lord. You do have to pray. You do have to, you know, you do have to fast, and he'll let you know when you're not doing the things that he wants you to do. He wakes me up in the middle of the night when I'm thinking I'm gonna be asleep. Like the last time he woke me up, I just popped my eyes open, and he was like, "You need to read." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, Lord." He got on to me, and but he'll chastise you if you give him that room, you know, and if it's something that he wants done, he's gonna do it. You know, I'm trying to do it. I've seen so many different things. Today was a year anniversary that I was in Dr. Oz's studios. Matter of fact, I would be there right now, just about getting ready to go on stage about 2:00 to sit down and talk with Dr. Oz. And I would like to have a one-on-one interview with him about what happened, and let him know and let the whole world know, first of all, that I'm, for one, grateful that I was afforded this opportunity to be recognized all over the world, literally, to this video. But, you know, that's what made me happy, and that's what has given me more drive and more, and my ambition went from, I had a high ambition, but it went from a, probably like a 65, 70 to a 110. Like, it jumped like hopscotch. Like, it got pew, just jumped out there. And I'm just like, okay, so what do we do with this opportunity? What do we do with this life? And those are the types of things that'll happen when you open up yourself to a better life and you open yourself up to happiness. Okay, my last thing to talk about is, of course, I know they say, "Tundi, don't be getting political," but I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Or better yet, I'm not so sorry. Because it's like this. I am so adamantly against the antics of Trump. You know, I've heard a lot of people with wealth say since he's been in office, their 401ks have went up, and their total value, you know, has went up. And those are nice things. But you ask yourself, how many people do you know have an actual 401k that they can physically look at it? I don't know many people that do. And if they do have one, either they've been slaving at a plant for a long time, or they've been working on a job and they have one. And it definitely is not going to be what it could be. And you know what? I'm willing to bet 100 to 1 that people's money has went up, and that's why they want to support the things that Trump has done. But this open-ed letter that was published by the National Times on yesterday, of course, I watch CNN daily. He calls that fake news. Go figure, 45. You know what I'm saying? Anybody who contests him, anybody who comes against him, you know, but you have to come against the devil when you see the devil. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that Trump is the devil. I'm saying he's letting the devil use him. See, he sits down and cries like a little baby because all of his life, somebody has given him what he wanted. And if somebody came against him, he would fight them. But see, you know what? You are not in your mama and dad's house anymore. You are in the White House. You are not even in your own company, Mr. President. You are in our house now. You're going to play by our rules. This is the American public, the American people. This is our house. We run this. You cannot single-handedly run something. That we have a democratic process that has to be respected. And the things that you're doing is just disgraceful. I know you don't care. You don't care about anybody. And you say, well, she's a little black girl. But no, you blatantly show these things. Not only am I a little black girl saying it, but white people say it. You know, it's like, what do you think you can do? You think you can live like this forever? You have got to go. You are driving this country in the ground. And for me, I feel like it right here. President Trump is harder on NFL players who play for the NFL, Colin Kaepernick. He is harder on Colin Kaepernick than he is on Vladimir Putin, who is accused of infiltrating the 2016 elections that determined the president of our country. You call those men sons of bitches, son of a bitches. People already think that black women can't raise black men to be successful black men. I beg to differ. My grandmama had 9 kids. She had 4 boys and 5 girls. And, you know, not to say that my uncles didn't have issues, but every last one of my uncles is a good person. I keep saying was because one of my uncles is gone on, the one who I love the most. But don't tell me that a black woman can't raise a black boy. I got 2 black boys of my own. That's why I'm trying to level up. That's why I'm out here on this podcast. That's why I'm out here in these streets beating my head down, trying to get $15 an hour long before a video happened. Colin Kaepernick, I salute the brother. The brother did what he had to do. He stood fast, and God rewarded him. And that's what we have to do. That's an unusual blessing. God will show up when you're patient. Colin Kaepernick didn't get out there running his mouth. He didn't get out there messing with anybody. He just stood for what he believed in. He just stood for what he believed in. He just stood for what he believed in. And I bet you 10 times out of none that the person up at Nike is a person who says, look, let's check this. Okay, we got Jordans. We got whoever else. We got Assad Jordans. We got Khaled or whoever's got a Jordan. We know Michael Jordan shoes. Or like the golden jewel. Like, these are hot commodities. So Nike says, what kind of marketing strategy would it be to get a shoe? Name it Colin Kaepernick. Have this man be the new face of Nike? Are you serious? And they're giving him $43 million. They're going to make billions. Are you serious? And people talk about they burning their Nikes. Okay, burn your little Nikes. I'm gonna go buy some. That way it will replace your Nikes. Come on now. We have to recognize when God working. You have to recognize that. You know, people don't want to recognize what the real is. But I'm here to tell you, for a time such as this, if you sit back and you relax and you wait on the realness, on who, whatever God you serve, because I don't want to alienate anybody. If you're a Buddhist, you're a Catholic, I don't know who's going to hear this. I'm not here to judge you. It's not my place. Just know that I'm a card-carrying member of the Jesus claim, because that's my guy. And if you don't believe it, you check out what happened to me on July the 18th, 2017. All you got to do is Google it. TUNDEHECTOR, and you'll see it. That wasn't anybody but the good Lord above. So I just want to end that on that note. I want all of you to have a good day. Again, I'm calling out all entrepreneurs, all startups. I want to have somebody on this podcast who wants to, you know, spread love, spread joy, spread positivity out into the atmosphere. Don't speak negative in your life or it will come around. You always have to speak positively. Even if you don't feel like it, you got to say, in the name of Jesus, I'm not going to speak negative. I'm going to speak positive. And when you do that, the atmosphere has to turn around and answer you. It has to. It's just the way God set it up. So as for that, on that note, I wish you all a good day. Remember what I said, you can win if you never give up. This is Unusual Blessings. Tandy Hector signing off. You can find me on Instagram, Unusual_Blessings. You can find me on Facebook, Tandy Hector. Or you can also find me on the Unusual Blessings on Facebook. On my Twitter, Tandy Hector. On my LinkedIn, Tandy Hector. Everything, Snapchat, Unusual Blessings, Miss Always On Point, username. So, but I really don't take too many people on my Snap, so you don't have to get on my Snap, because I'm not, may not accept you, because that's my personal outlet for my media. So just, I don't have but certain people that I allow to be on my Snap. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just want all y'all to be calm, cool, collected, and know that we're going to win. I want you to go out and vote for Stacey Abrams, and so we can make sure she gets in office. So that God can move and show the people that God is going to do it. And that's one song by Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige. Alexa, can you play Just Fine by Mary J. Blige?
Just Fine by Mary J. Blige.
And you know what? We're going to be just fine. I'm going to let y'all hear Mary word on that. You know I love music.
You know I love music.
And that's what I have to say on
this podcast.
So I'm going to let y'all go.
Makes me want to move.
And you guys have a good day.
Makes me want to have fun.
And I love you.
But it's something about this joint right here.
This joint right here. Peace.
It makes